The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
And now we're going to talk about the Leaving Cert, with 4 months of face-to-face teaching missed and just less than 6 months to go until the beginning of the Leaving Cert. Students are still in the unknown as to what the plan is for state exams. Minister for Education Norma Foley's priority is to have Leaving Cert students back in class by the 1st of February. And this is the 19th of January, but is her plan too ambitious? And just how practical and fair is it for exams to go ahead? Now, I'm joined by a Leaving Cert student from Castlereagh in Roscommon, Isabel Flanagan, and by Martin Marjoram, President of the Teachers Union of Ireland. You're both very welcome. Let's talk to you first, Isabel. What is your feeling on the Leaving Cert going ahead in its normal form, in some modifying form, or perhaps reverting to predicted grades?
Well, I would be in favour of optional predicted grades. I've been advocating for that for the past few weeks. I've been working alongside a group on Instagram who've started a petition that's now at nearly 33,000 signatures. And I've been on Twitter, like, basically getting people to sign it and leave insert. I've been trying to get in contact with Norma Foley, but no response, which is expected. I think people don't expect a lot from her at this stage.
So just tease out with me, if you would, please, Isabel, the kind of options you're talking about, that you could opt for a predicted grade or you could do the Leaving Cert. Is that what you're suggesting?
I think the two options should be there, and it's not just me who's thinking that. There's even people in Ogre, Fianna Fáil, who are now advocating for optional predicted grades. A woman or a girl called Maeve, who is a member of Ogre, Fianna Fáil from Monaghan, has said, "I'd at least like the option of calculated grades." So I think, yeah, like, Norma Foley isn't listening.
Yeah, one of the things you would base a predicted grade on would be performance throughout the year, performance in a mock maybe, performance in the junior cert, performance in fifth year exams. Of course, all of that stuff was disrupted. So the system they used last year would be even less reliable this year. And then if you've got an exam, whose Leaving Cert is best? How could you compare like with like, you know, the predicted one if you opt for that versus the real one if you opted for the other?
Well, the situation is the government have had months and months and months to come up with a solution. They knew that COVID wasn't just going to vanish in time for us to sit the Leaving Cert. So I think it's on them to come up with a way to do it that is fair for everyone. I don't think we should be being like, oh, the poor government, it's hard for them. They've had a Leaving Cert year last year that did it. So I think they should reflect on that, see what went wrong, see what were the positives of it, and try and find a way to do it fairly. And we need to know as soon as possible. Like, we can't do another few months of inconsistency from the government, hearing stuff in the media, worrying. Like, it's not fair. And I think the government should listen to us. We're all trying to get their attention, but they just won't listen to us. We're signing petitions, we're contacting them. There's even people in Fianna Fáil who are calling for optional predicted grades. Like, I think Senator Timmy Dooley signed the petition, and I've talked to other members of Fianna Fáil who want optional predicted grades. So I think Norma, if she's not going to listen to us, maybe she'll listen to people in her party.
Again, that question, though, in terms of college entry and so on, which is what the Leaving Cert for many people is all about. It's not normally these days the final exam that you ever do in your life. You go on to do other things. And the problem would be, you know, the predicted grade exam versus the Leaving Cert exam, access to college. I could anticipate court cases, people saying so-and-so got in. He or she is far less gifted academically than my boy or girl, and yet they got into college and mine didn't. Can you see how, if you had that competing systems, it would muddy the waters, I would suggest?
Oh yeah, of course there's going to be challenges. There's challenges with the traditional Leaving Cert as well. But the government have dealt with this before, as I've said. And I think they've time now to come up with a way of doing it fairly. And I think they should do that. They should listen to students, what we want. Because we're, at the end of the day, we're the people who have to sit the exam. We're the people going through stress. I've talked to multiple people whose children aren't even sleeping because they're so anxious. They're seeing things all over the media about it, and Norma Foley isn't listening to us.
Now, the learning that you're doing at the moment, there was that proposal, you remember, which was abandoned immediately with opposition from the teachers' unions, about blended learning, whereby you'd be in class 3 days a week when the school otherwise would be empty. So I can imagine social distancing might have been possible. But anyway, that was abandoned. But the idea was you'd mix school attendance with online learning. You're confined to online learning at the moment, Isabel. How is it going?
Well, the teachers are doing their best. I'm lucky enough that I have access to good quality Wi-Fi because I live in Castlereagh Town, but I know that a lot of people don't, and they're really stressed because they're missing out on a lot of work, even though they're trying their best. So I think there should be things in place there for people who don't have access to technology. Like, I'm lucky enough to have access to a laptop and good quality Wi-Fi, but that's not the case for everyone. So I think the government should be working with those students to basically give them the best opportunity that they can get.
But okay, I think so that's one of the issues as well. I mean, we're always told the Leaving Cert is as fair as it can be, given that you're just a number when you do the exam and your teachers don't get involved. You know, if they correct exam papers, they don't know whose exam paper they're correcting and all the rest of it. So it's a positive in that way. But if you don't have a quality of teaching available to everyone in the country, you're saying there's a fundamental unfairness in the way it is at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. Like, people, not just people in rural Ireland, people in cities who don't have access to Wi-Fi or technology, I think they should be accommodated as well, because it's not fair that I'm receiving a better quality of education just because my parents can afford a laptop for me and Wi-Fi and stuff like that. So I think the government should be working to help those students, because it's not fair if they...
The other proposal from the minister, and it seems to have been implemented in some way, that the exam papers themselves will be much wider. There'll be a lot more choice. So in a sense, you know, just prepare as best you can for a few of the areas in any particular subject course, and there's bound to be a question on them. I mean, that's the kind of suggestion we're getting. It's trying to accommodate everyone who mightn't have got a comprehensive look at the course.
I think that was to accommodate the months that we had missed last year. I don't think that has anything to do with this month that we've missed. Like, it is a good idea, but we still have to study the same amount of stuff on the course, and we've missed out on a lot of work. And I don't think that adding a few extra questions is that much of a big deal. Like, we're not asking for anything radical. We're asking for optional predicted grades.
Again, as I see, the comparing apples and oranges might be a problem there. But what about the notion of actually saying, OK, look, we're not going to open up in February. It's unrealistic. So let's push the exams back a month or 6 weeks. Let's do the exams at the beginning of August instead of the middle of June. What would you say to that if it could be organised?
I think that would prolong the anxiety for all of us, because, it seems that the minister is going to go ahead with the exams no matter what happens. And I don't think that's a good idea, pushing them out even further. I think
people will be vaccinated. You might even be vaccinated, because you'd be in the healthy last cohort, I suspect, Isabel, at your age and circumstance. But you might be vaccinated. Everyone might be vaccinated. It could be perfectly safe to run an exam in August.
I think when you said might there in that question or whatever, I think that kind of highlights the situation. We don't know what's going to happen, and there's a lot of uncertainty around the actual exam and predicted grades. So I think the government should just come out with optional predicted grades and just tell us what's happening, and as soon as possible. We don't want to be waiting months and months and months and more of this stress, having to come on the radio to try and get the minister to listen to us.
And what would that predicted grade be based on? No mocks? Few weeks work from September to Christmas? Do you know, it's not a huge database upon which to assess a person.
I know in my school, I'm not going to name it, but we had a lot more exams than we usually would have, because the teachers were saying to us that there may be a chance that you'd have optional predicted grades or whatever. But also I've talked to students from Donegal, from Mayo, from all around the country, have said they've had more exams than would be normal in a year, because teachers were stressing about having to have enough data on us. So I don't think there'd be a problem there with that from the people I've talked to anyways.
A final point to you. This texter to News Talk says, what's all the fuss about? The Leaving Cert could have gone ahead last year. There's enough space in every school for 10 metres social distancing, never mind 2 metres. You know, summer, not cold, open the windows, open the doors, loads of ventilation, loads of spacing, just do the exam. What do you say to that?
I don't think that texter knows the situation in every single school around the country. I don't think there's room for 10 metres social distancing in every school around the country. And there's a lot of attitude like that. Oh, it's fine. Don't be so stressed. You're being overdramatic. We're not being overdramatic. We just want to be listened to. Yeah, maybe that texter is talking about one particular school, but there's loads of different situations around the country. Not every single school in the country has room for 10 metres social distance, and I think that's
if you have a secondary school that normally has 6 years of activity going on, if you've only got the Leaving Cert, it's 1/6 of the student population in the schools at the time. Now, you'd need more invigilators because you'd be using more classrooms and so on. But it could be done. Anyway, look, a very interesting contribution, Isabel. Thank you very much for joining us. Isabel Flanagan, Leaving Certificate student this year. Martin Marjoram, President of the Teachers Union of Ireland, has been listening to that conversation. It's very interesting, the proposal. Two parallel systems, one predictive, the other the exams. What do you think?
Good morning, Pat. Good morning to your listeners. I'd share your concern, Pat, about the consistency if you attempted to run two systems in parallel. I think there's tremendous trust and confidence in the traditional Leaving Certificate for all its flaws. And you're quite right that there are ongoing proposals coming from the State Examinations Commission with regard to the modification of examinations, and the second components in the various subjects are being moved in terms of the dates for those, which is, they're obviously very important in terms of assessment as well. My main concern with regard to any return to calculated grades is, well, it was an unhappy enough experience last time, although it did allow 60,000 second level students to move on to the next stage of their education or their career. But it was called late. It was very late in the academic year when the decision was made. It was into May, and essentially all contact with between those students and the school stopped. The notion that you would have an early decision on calculated grades while the students still have several months of important education to complete, I don't see how that's a low-stress option for anybody. I think there would be enormous stress on everybody in the school system. I think the relationships between the students and the teachers would come under severe strain if it were known that the teachers were in the process
what's the
of TUIs, making a decision.
What do you want to happen in the TUI?
Our position is that we're engaged in the discussions with the stakeholders in order to the best extent possible run the various components of assessments, including the orals and the practicals and so on, and the examinations in June, as normally as possible. Mm. We think that's
the
best
business
option,
of orals and practicals and so on. I can understand, you know, you could get someone to prop the mobile phone on the mantelpiece and play the flute or the violin as a music practical test. You could chatter away on FaceTime to each other if you're an examiner and a student to check up someone's oral language skills and so on. Not everything is doable via Zoom.
No, that's true. We don't. We're certainly hopeful that this period of very high COVID rates will end in the in the relatively near future and we'll be back in safe school environments in which everybody has confidence in the near future. And then we will be able to albeit on a slightly modified timetable, get back to doing the various elements that need to be done across the different leaving certificate programs. So
ingenuity, creativity to try and get everyone examined as far as possible in an appropriate way. The notion that you just push back the Leaving Cert, what do the teacher unions think of that, or are the summer holidays sacrosanct?
Well, I'd share the concern that Isabel expressed that, and it did arise even with proposals last year, which were eventually abandoned. I think dragging this out longer for the students does add to their stress, and that there is a lot of value for them given the time they've had to have a summer off and to prepare for whatever it is they're moving on to. So our preference would be to run as close to the normal timetable as possible. There may
be
difficulties.
Is there a rebut in there, though?
Say that again.
I mean, would you be prepared to be flexible if it looks like, you know, the vaccination program might be advanced enough to make it utterly safe, say, by mid-July to start the exams instead of mid-June? What would you think?
I think we've certainly shown ourselves to be willing to listen and to be willing to do things that we previously said we wouldn't do. We certainly had a long-standing position that we would never engage in anything like the calculated grades process, and we did last year. So the flexibility on our part has been there, and we certainly will listen to reasonable proposals that come to us where real consultation is going to take place. Right. But our preference, and I think we've good reasons for it, is for the timetable to be as close to normal as possible, not least in order to leave potential room to cater for students who might fall ill with COVID during those examinations, to have time to do something for those students. And it's worth saying as well, Pat, that there was a successful sitting of the Leaving Certificate between November and December, and for a lot of
but
that time.
People effectively lost a year. They lost a year. That's the reality of that.
No,
they couldn't enter college.
It was conducted safely, though, Pat. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm not saying that it was an easy process, but it was a successful process in terms of running examinations, even while COVID restriction levels were high. And there was excellent work done by the State Examinations Commission.
We have to leave it there. Martin, thank you very much for joining us. Martin Marjoram, President of the Teachers Union of Ireland.